You're with Cape Talk.
You're with Cape Talk.
All right, 7:43. Let's move on to our wellness segment. The chances are, because of the time of year, that the gyms are packed with people trying to stick to those New Year's resolutions of sort of getting fitter, losing some weight. But let's face it, if you're not necessarily in great shape or sporting tight buns, or a ripped six pack, then getting into exercise or getting back into exercise can be very intimidating. Just how body positive and welcoming of those of us who may be on the chubbier side are spaces like gyms, like running clubs, like hiking groups? Well, my guest for our wellness segment this morning is the brainchild behind a new body positive Instagram page. It's called Hiking for Chubby Girls. On the page, Amanda Rehnquist provides honest reviews of trails around Cape Town, taking into account, she says, short legs and different body types. She's also organised a couple of hikes since setting up the page. Amanda, morning.
Good morning, morning. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
I am so delighted. When I saw this, and I don't even know how I came across it on my Instagram, Hiking for Chubby Girls, immediately clicked on. I would describe myself as a chubby girl, but I also love hiking, but I'm so intimidated to join sort of hiking groups.
Yeah.
Because I'm not terribly fit at the moment. I do feel a bit body conscious sometimes. And yeah, there's just a sort of whole mentality that can come along with not necessarily feeling comfortable with your fitness level, with your body, and then being in a group of people who you envisage to be fitter, you know, thinner, all the rest of it. Before we talk about the page, let's talk about you and hiking. How did you get into hiking?
Well, I think it probably got really, I really got into it a few years ago. My dad loves a compulsory family activity.
Brilliant.
Loves a compulsory family activity. And also keeping the Christmas lights on, I must add. still on. He loves compulsory family activity and always used to be on a Saturday morning, take my mom, my brother, myself out for a nature walk.
Wow.
But he and my brother are like tall and thin, and my mom and I are hiking for chubby girls. And so he'd be like, it's an easy trail. And then we'd be like, you know, lagging behind. But also, I really started getting into it. The first time I hiked was a few years ago. I lived in Mpumalanga in near Sudwala. Mm. Those of you who know the area, so mountainous, sappy fields, trees, and I worked for a drug rehab center. And a big part of the program was taking patients out or residents out for hiking to kind of, you know, feel like they've achieved something. And I worked there, and that was you know, June 2013-14. I really, really got into starting to hike, which I just really loved.
It's an interesting point that you raised there about the mental aspect, because, yeah, of course, we all know that getting out and moving a body and hiking, particularly hiking, offers a great great workout for the body, but also for the mind. And I too, when I was in rehab 15 years ago, they used to take us out and initially we'd all groan and go, oh, I don't want to do this. And then the sense of accomplishment, the fact that it's getting you out of yourself, that's not what sparked my love of the outdoors, but it certainly sparked my love of hiking and the solitude of hiking. Even if you're in a group, there's something about what it does for the mind. Do you find that for you, that it's a mental health,
yeah.
I don't want to say workout, but a mental health pursuit for you?
That's actually the most important part of why I hike.
Wow.
I mean, I don't particularly enjoy struggling up a mountain. I do enjoy that feeling of completing something, but it's been, I mean, I think even pre-pandemic, I went through a very rough time personally with my mental health in about 2019, and so did one of my best friends, and that's just become such an important part of us just saying, okay, it's Saturday, it's been a crap week, let's go just Signal Hill or Newlands Forest. It's such an important part of just one, clearing the mind, but the kind of instant endorphins you get from completing mm-hmm. something, or the endorphins you get from getting absolutely lost and then just the joke of trying to find your way back home.
Yeah.
to this call.
Yeah, for sure. If you're just joining us this morning, we're chatting to Amanda Ringquist, who is the founder of this new Instagram page. It's called Hiking for Chubby Girls. Do you think that there's a misconception that if you are chubby or overweight, that you don't want to exercise or that you can't actually exercise?
I mean, it's such a like a misnomer. I don't think anybody wants to not be out in nature. I think that's such an important part, that nature and the mountain in Cape Town especially is for all of us. And I think whether you're chubby, whether you're short, whether you're depressed, whether you're not, you should feel comfortable enough to take a walk on Tafelberg Road, take a walk on Newlands Forest, because it doesn't have to feel like this intimidating thing. And I think that the reason I started the page is that it's important for people to know beforehand what's that like, so that they don't feel down and out on themselves when they can't achieve it. So they know beforehand, okay, this is a difficult 3 kilometer, this is an easy 6 kilometer, so that they can approach it in a measured way. Say, okay, let me start with a bit more easier trail, so that, you know, we've got those endorphins of finishing something.
Do you think that people are intimidated to join hiking groups, particularly if they are chubby, if they're overweight? Because, I mean, I love the outdoors. I far prefer it to sort of pounding away on a treadmill at the gym. Mm. But I would feel intimidated joining some of the Instagram hiking groups that I follow and watch, and I look at all their pictures on a Sunday and go, wow, they've had a lovely weekend. But I would feel intimidated because right now I'm not in the best shape.
Yeah, I mean I definitely am very measured in which of my friends I choose, even in my friendship circles, which of my friends I choose to hike with, because I don't want to, you know, hold the group back. So I can only imagine with hiking groups where you don't know people, you don't want to be the person holding this group behind who always hike this particular mountain on a Sunday and know it so well. So I think that hiking can be intimidating. It's also, the issue is, and I mean, the page doesn't address this now, but hopefully in the future, hiking is very much like you need certain equipment if you're going to do certain intense hikes. You need some shoes. You need to get there. It's not always accessible via public transport. So those things are also even add to the intimidation. But that's why I also sometimes review via what kind of shoes you need. So sometimes you can just kind of do it in sneakers. Sometimes you need proper tackies. Sometimes you need hiking shoes. So people know, so they don't, you know, they feel more equipped when they do the walk.
So just tell us then what you do with the page. It's a review of hikes in and around Cape Town, right?
Yeah. So it was never intended to be a hiking group, but that's just come about because people are desperate to hike in a group where people have similar body shapes. But the idea was that I was so over my friends and my dad saying, it's an easy hike. And then I'm like barely breathing and I'm like, oh, they're going to send a helicopter out for me and it's going to be like Cape Town girl rescued, chubby girl rescued from the mountain. And I was just like, I can't be like a news headline. And so the idea was to just give people an honest account, because friends, as well-intended as they are, they'll be like, it's an easy trail, you can do it, I promise you. And then you feel like you're holding people back. So I just wanted to give people an honest account, introduce them to easier trails, that are easier walks around Cape Town, and just tell them, especially like issues like safety. Some walks just feel safer.
Yeah, I mean, true.
You know, whether there's a car guard there that you know is gonna wonder if you're not back after a few hours, versus no car guard and, you know, there's no one in the area. Mm-mm. So just like basic things like that. And also, I went hiking with my housemate earlier this week, and she is, you know, about 1.75 meters tall, and I'm 1.5 meters tall, and we had a completely different experience of working Silver Mine waterfall, because it's really just not meant for short people. I did a lot of the walk on a bum crawl where she could just take the steps, and so it's important for short girls, whether they're chubby or not, to know this is not short girl friendly.
That is such a good point. That is such a good point. A couple of years back, must have been about 4 years ago now, there was a guy called Andrew Patterson who set himself a challenge, which, by the way, he completed. He lives in San Francisco now, but a Capetonian guy, to walk up Table Mountain every day. And he did it. And I interviewed him on the late night show. And unfortunately, what happened is that he invited me to go and walk with him. And because it happened on air, I said yes. And because it had happened on air, everyone held me to account. So the next day, and I don't think I was quite as unfit as I am now, but I was a 20 a day smoker at the time. And we met and he was super fit. He used to do it. I mean, he did it every day for a year in bare feet. Nochal. No, insane. And I remember, but also he was 6'4". I'm 5'4". What's that? 163 centimetres or something. And so those steps are climbs for me and, you know, short little steps. I mean, it took a while to get to the top, Amanda. I'm not going to lie. It didn't, you know, he was sort of doing it in an hour and a half. And I think it took us about 3.5-4 hours because my legs were short.
Yeah, I think tall people don't realize.
The struggle is real.
The struggle is exceptionally real. I think my housemate has learned a lot about living with a short person now. I can't even get the DB board. She has to come and switch it off for me. Because there's just like a whole new world for short people. And so we experience mountains differently with it, yeah. And so those are important to note also.
Listen, just tell us, I know that you've organised a couple of hikes. How did they go? And is that going to be a regular thing?
Yeah, the page, like I said, the page was just intended to be reviews. And then they were just messages and messages and messages saying, please, can you organize a group? I don't want to walk with my brother. I don't want to walk with my boyfriend.
Yeah.
And so people are not being honest with their family is the one thing I realized. But the second thing is that there was just such a demand. So we did do two hikes. And we're doing one this coming Saturday. We're doing one that's a bit long, but not tough. We're doing Cecilia Forest Waterfall. And people think, oh, no, it's difficult. But I know a trick route that's mostly down and flat. And so we're doing that route this weekend.
Down and flat, that is my idea of hiking. Yeah,
we did it next Saturday on the 22nd. But so the idea is to organize more hikes more frequently. Why, at least once a month, I think we're going to try to do. Because it's become very overwhelming, I've roped in a friend of mine who's also a friend of Hiking for Chubby Girls. And so we're going to. So this weekend, we're going to see how it goes, and she's going to lead from the front, so the people who are slightly more fit, and I'll be at the back, so no one feels like they're, you know, holding anyone back. And then we might kind of split hikes for the year, just try and do at least one hike a month.
I love this idea.
But just easy trails, no pressure. People can also, the idea also is for people to meet each other on these hikes, and then say, okay, well, I live in this area. Let's try to walk together. I mean, I don't want to feel like people to feel like they have to just hike with me. The idea is so people to get to know the mountains so that they can, you know, hike with their friends, with their family, with other people they meet. Because, yeah, I really want to make the mountain as accessible to people to feel like it's also theirs. You know, you have people who've spent their lives living like near Constantia Mountains, and so they know it, and they know it on the back of their hand. And I just want more and more people to feel like the mountain is all of ours.
Is it exclusively for girls, Amanda?
No. I mean, we've had people of all genders come. My friend also, he brought his 1-year-old baby on his back. So he was like, I'm not a chubby girl, but she is.
And cute.
Everyone is welcome. The idea is just that you're not trying to make anyone feel like they're lagging behind. So you're not trying to outrun anyone. You're not the ones that are like up the mountain and we feel like we need to catch up with you. If you're willing to walk at a more group and communal pace, then you must come along. Yeah, and people have brought their dogs, their babies. their neighbours. So, yeah.
I love it. I think it's fantastic. It's Hiking for Chubby Girls on Instagram. And Amanda Ringquist is the founder and joined us this morning to tell us all about it. Amanda, thank you so much for setting up the group and also for joining us on air this morning. As Amanda said, you can go to Hiking for Chubby Girls on Instagram and find out more about the hike that Amanda is organising for next weekend, the 22nd. Love it.